Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. Matthew, Apostle and Evangelist. And from Germany, we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, Jesus in Your Busy Day.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." While I am sitting here working for my word for today, I know that there is much stuff to do in the household. I have to do grocery shopping, cook lunch, take care of the laundry, and it would be great to clean the windows before winter. That reminds me of Matthew sitting at the customs post. He's not a priest or a scribe. He cannot spend his whole day in studying the Torah. Instead, he has to do his job, and maybe he has no time to step back, pray, and look out for God. He's not like Zacchaeus, the other tax collector, who really wants to see Jesus. Matthew is just doing his job. And into this situation comes Jesus. He does not necessarily has to be searched for, because he is searching for us. Therefore, he comes to Matthew into his daily life. That encourages me when my daily life is full of activities and tasks like teaching, counseling, spending time with my sisters and washing the dishes. Of course, it is worthy and necessary to spend time in prayer, to take the time for silence and to look out for Jesus. However, Teresa from Avila says that God is also to be found between the cooking pots. Jesus is the one who spends time with his friends in everyday activities like eating. He is the one who takes a seat between bowls, plates, and glasses. And here, he talks about mercy and salvation. Therefore, spending intimate time in adoration in front of the Eucharist is awesome. Taking your time for the annual retreat to meditate on the scripture is gorgeous, and it is powerful to pray the Psalms day by day with the congregation. However, as John Taller says, an outward departure from the ordinary pursuits of everyday life is not necessary or helpful to become one with God. Fulfill your daily tasks, be happy, and be aware that you might meet Jesus while doing the dishes. He is searching for you, and he is willing to come to your house.